Some exciting news, though, for local animal lovers this morning. You're probably aware that when the animal shelter at Katingle closed, the Tamworth Regional Council pound was massively under the pump, with heaps of animals, dogs, cats mainly, being dumped or signed over because owners no longer wanted them. That was some time ago, so I was excited to see over the weekend on Facebook there is now another shelter up and running in the Tamworth district. Leanne Venroy is the Vice President and the Secretary for Heaven Can Wait Animal Shelter. Good morning, Leanne.
Good morning, Anna. How are you?
Well, thank you. This is so exciting, and what a beautiful name, the Heaven Can Wait Animal Shelter. We see the photos of animals on death row, so to speak. What was the deciding factor for you when it came to deciding to make that decision to open a shelter for animals?
Oh, well, originally Kate had the idea. She's been thinking about it for a couple of years, and she's an animal lover. And so she did a lot of research, and in that research come under, like, the group, the rescue, so care rescue group, and did all the paperwork and sort of asked me if I was interested in becoming involved. And we went through the constitution and got our not-for-profit organisation number and rescued our first dog on the 17th of March this year. So we don't actually have a physical shelter at this stage, but we've managed to rescue quite a few animals on death row. So
how does the shelter work without actually having a physical shelter? You've got some foster families helping you out?
Yes, we have foster carers, and we're always looking for more foster carers. And originally they look after the animal and build a profile so that we can find their forever home. We look after all the veterinary costs, such as dissecting, vaccination and microchipping, and we get a profile as to see if they're suitable with other animals, older people or younger people. And, then we look for their forever home through our Facebook page. We're also looking at doing adoption days at McCawson Pets. And, if anyone ever wants to donate, anything over $2 is a tax deduction.
Well, that's great. That's because you're now a not-for-profit organisation.
Yes, and that's at the Northern Inland Credit Union. And
what's response been like so far, Leanne?
Through our Facebook page, it's been wonderful. I think we're fairly close to 900 likes, and then some photos people share with friends. So I think, like with the dog I'm looking after at the moment, Jax, we've got up to 1,300 likes on his photos. And so we've got a lot of people that have dropped food into McAwesome Pets. They have a big area where they collect things for us, and we've got donations put through to our bank account, which is really helpful, especially at the moment. We have 17 puppies we're looking after.
Wow. So they've been dumped or
no, they were well, one was pregnant when we got the dog. So
surprise!
It had 10 puppies.
Oh, wow.
And then the other one, yes, it was surrendered to the pound, and she already had her puppies. So Kate's looking over after those ones personally.
And Jax, you've mentioned, who you've got at your place at the moment. He's a very special dog. What sort of condition was he in when you got him?
He was in awful condition, like fairly close to dying, I would say, severely underweight. He gained 20 kilos in the first 10 weeks that I had him. He had two skin conditions. One was like mites, severe mites, which had caused big scabs all over his body. He also had all the signs of like malnutrition, like with the sunken eyes and the ribs, and his legs hadn't developed fully. He's a beautiful boy, and he's actually just, amazing dog for what he's been through to what he is, so loving and caring.
How long until do you think he'll be ready to be rehomed?
Well, the vet gave him his all clear 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
I had different couples come and look at him at this stage, and I think it won't be too long until he has his home, but he'll only go to a very special home.
How many animals have been rehomed so far since you began in March, Leanne?
Since we began in March, now we've rescued 14 local dogs and 11 local cats. And then we have the 17 puppies, so basically 31 animals in our care, and 10 of those need homes.
Wow, so you've basically two-thirds of the animals have been rehomed already.
Yes, yes.
It's pretty incredible.
But, you know, as we need foster carers because we get to a point where if we don't have the foster carers, we have to pay for boarding kennels, which is not ideal because we want them in a home environment before they're adopted out.
Mm. Well, if people want to find out more details, I'll Facebook the shelter page as well. But Leanne, is there a number that people can call if they want to find out about Tamworth's newest shelter?
Yes, they can ring me directly either on 67621 631 or 0407 430 757.
Wonderful. Well, look, Leanne, we'll put all the details on our Facebook page and online as well, and fingers crossed we'll be able to rally some extra support for you. And well done. We know it is a massive financial commitment to take on animals like this, and to all of your current volunteers, I think it's just wonderful. So thank you for telling us a bit about the Heaven Can Wait Animal Shelter, and we'd love to catch up with you ahead of the next and very first adoption day that you might be having soon.
Oh, that'd be lovely. Thank you, Anna.
All right, and say hi to Jax for us.
We'll do that.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks, Anna. Bye-bye.
Bye.